For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tongakar. As Missouri prepares for its third execution in 2 months, concern is being raised about the secretive process of obtaining the lethal drug. The source of the pentobarbital used in Missouri executions remains a mystery. The Missouri Department of Corrections gets it from a compounding pharmacy, but won't reveal details, saying the secrecy is justified because the drug maker is part of the execution team. Democratic State Representative John Rizzo of Kansas City says he will file legislation on Monday for a year-long moratorium on executions and appointment of a special commission to investigate Missouri's process. Attorneys for death row inmates have asked U.S. attorneys to intervene. Even a federal appeals judge has expressed outrage. A Corrections Department spokesperson says the procurement process complies with all laws. The chair of the Missouri Legislative Black Caucus is stepping down. Democratic Senator Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis today announced her decision to resign because some members of the 16-member group were upset about her appearance with Republican Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder at a news conference in December. Nasheed and Kinder were criticizing the decision of a state commission to delay low-income housing tax credits as part of an informal deal to pass new tax incentives for Boeing. She became the chairperson in 2013 after her election to the state Senate. She previously served 6 years in the House. Nasheed says the group's vice chair, Democratic Representative Brandon Ellington of Kansas City, will take over her duties until the caucus elects a successor. A southern Missouri county has been asked to stop displaying a Christian nativity scene on its courthouse lawn. Faith and Values reporter Kelly Moore has the story.
For the past 4 or 5 years, Oregon County, on Missouri's southern border, has displayed a nativity scene on its courthouse lawn at Christmas. But yesterday, the American Humanist Association, a secular advocacy group, sent a letter to the county calling the display unconstitutional. David Niosi is the director of the association's legal center.
You cannot have a display that prominently promotes one particular religious view. And that's exactly what this display does.
The group has asked the county to respond by January 17th.
Well, we're hoping the county realizes that what it's doing is improper. And we're hoping they take down the nativity scene and they promise not to put it up again next year.
KBIA has reached out to Oregon County's presiding commissioner and we are awaiting his response. Kelly Moore, Columbia Faith and Values.
Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is creating a new military partnership led by State Treasurer Clint Zweifel to focus on keeping and enhancing military bases, force strength, and federal defense spending in the state. The Missouri Military Partnership was given a March 31st deadline to submit a report laying out a strategy for protecting and improving the state's defense installations. Nixon said today the military bases and service members are important for national security and Missouri's economy. He said an economic impact study indicates the Missouri National Guard, Whiteman Air Force Base, and Fort Leonard Wood support about 65,000 direct and indirect jobs in Missouri. The Missouri Lottery has provided a larger-than-usual payment to public education because of stronger-than-usual sales. The lottery transferred $29.2 million to a state education fund today. That's the third-largest monthly transfer in the lottery's 28-year history. Lottery officials cited strong Mega Millions sales in December for a $648 million jackpot. The lottery also set a weekly record for distributed scratchers tickets in December. About one quarter of every dollar of lottery sales goes to public education programs. Slightly less than two-thirds of the proceeds go toward prizes. The Missouri Lottery's largest monthly transfer to education was $30.4 million in April 2012, followed by $30.3 million in June 2013. A new audit says Missouri has too many vacancies on several advisory and regulatory boards. Today's report from State Auditor Tom Schweik says 27% of seats on boards overseen by the Department of Insurance, Financial Institutions, and Professional Registration were vacant as of June 2013. Vacancies are filled by the governor, an insurance department official, or the board itself. 5 of the 37 boards examined lacked enough appointed members to make a quorum during meetings. The report also found 63% of the appointed board members served beyond their term expiration date. In a response included with the audit, the department says it will continue to work at filling vacancies. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tongakar.